For BBS Radio, this is Health Frontiers with Lexi Ross. Tonight we're going to be talking to Joe Hayes, a fascinating story about how he was able to cure himself of Agent Orange. Good evening, Joe.
Good evening. I'm happy to be here, and thank you for inviting me on the show.
Well, you have a wonderful story, and I felt like it was important for our listeners to know, and especially men who have served in the armed services, to know that there is a possibility for getting that toxic Agent Orange out of their body. And, you know, I want to hear your story. Tell us what happened.
Well, you know, you have to go back a number of years to really come upon what actually happened. And it is happening, of course, in the Gulf Wars and just about every war that we've been in, that toxins and dioxins and chemicals have been used in those wars. The Agent Orange that was used as a dioxin in Vietnam was a very dangerous product. And what happened, it was a defoliant that actually took the leaves off of trees, but unfortunately it was sprayed on our GIs and got in the air. So there were many years that people did not know that all the illnesses that they had was caused from the Agent Orange. And we see that after each war, we see some sort of incident, even the incident in New York City where the New York City firemen were fighting that blaze and was in all the smoke and the pillage of the buildings as they came down. A lot of those firemen have died or are in dire need of some assistance. So,
are you talking about 9/11?
Yes, I'm talking about 9/11.
Are you inferring that there was Agent Orange used there, or are you referring to another toxin?
No, these are other toxins that are in the environment, that are in the air, that are used in products that we have used in our home. And there are just numerous products out there that use chemicals that have not been evaluated by the EPA to be safe for us to consume or for us to breathe, and our bodies just aren't ready for that. So from that point on, when I was injured and so many people were injured, I started looking for ways to, number one, not put toxins into my body by not allowing toxins to be chemicals to be consumed over the largest area of my body, which is the skin. I would not put my hands in such things as gasoline, for example. Other things that I would not do was to put products on my body that had propylene glycol or similar products that were petroleum-based.
Okay, let me go back a little bit, though. What were the side effects of the Agent Orange that you were exposed to? How was it manifesting in your body?
Well, what these toxins do, and the Agent Orange does, is that they block up the receptor sites of the cells. And once these receptor sites are blocked, the cells cannot absorb any of the nutrients or the oxygen that they're required for your body to multiply as a normal cell. So therefore, they either die or bounce off the walls of wherever organ that they're lodged in, and they bounce off the walls and cause damage, or they metastasize and they develop into a cancerous cell.
So what were your side effects specifically?
Well, my being in over in 1968 and 1971, and being not in the area where they actually sprayed the defoliant, I got it in the air. I breathed it in the air. So some of my problems were skin rashes and also diabetes at that time.
Oh, really? You mean Agent Orange can cause diabetes?
It can also cause cancer. And there is a whole list. If you go to the VA website and look at Agent Orange, you'll find a whole list of things that have caused illnesses that have been caused by Agent Orange.
Can you share a couple more with us?
I beg your pardon?
I said, can you share a couple more of those diseases that can be caused by Agent Orange besides cancer and diabetes?
Well, some of the things is fibromyalgia. That is one of the immune-mediated diseases. Lupus, some of the other things that have been caused by Agent Orange and other toxins are immune-mediated diseases, because what happens is the immune system goes a little bit crazy and starts attacking itself when these cells are damaged. I might say at this point that there was another interesting thing that happened, and this is in a book called Share Your Mission that I'm in with Larry King. And that was back in 1989, to top all things off, as I was feeling better and starting to find some relief for the Agent Orange and working with the veterans of the Vietnam conflict. I also was poisoned by a product called L-tryptophan. Now, tryptophan is an amino acid, and it was contaminated in this over-the-counter product, was contaminated with a toxin called XYZ-123. Now this toxin was generated through non-filtration of the product as it went through the factory. 35 people died in the onset of that one, and I was certainly going through a life-death experience at that time.
What were you taking the tryptophan for?
It was a natural product that had been around for 30 years over the counter. And
it was a sleep
aid
or something, wasn't it?
I beg your pardon?
Was it a sleep aid?
And it was also used for PMS for ladies with PMS. So most women were the one that got injured. In fact, three women died at the onset.
But that was just one toxic batch, as I understand it. Isn't that right?
Yes. Yeah. It was a tainted batch, and it was produced by a company that was in Japan, and they had a shell of a company in the United States selling millions and millions of dollars worth of the product. So I eventually, through this life-death experience, made up my mind that my whole purpose in life was to inform others about my experiences.
I see. Well, so you manifested skin problems from Agent Orange, and what were your other symptoms?
Well, some of the other symptoms, because when you get a toxin in your body, it goes to the weakest point. And when it goes to the weakest point, that could, depending upon the severity of the toxin, it can go to all your organs of your body or to one specific organ. I had lung damage. I was a smoker at that time, so my lungs were weak. I had lung damage. I had peripheral nerve damage. I had major...
How did that manifest, the peripheral nerve damage? Because my concern is that, you know, there may be other members of the military who really don't have the same information that you do, and they may be suffering problems that they don't know was caused by Agent Orange. That's why I was, you know...
Absolutely. You will feel, and I'm specifying this not just for Agent Orange, but for all toxins. This can manifest from people that you know personally. It doesn't necessarily have to be a Gulf War vet, nor does it have to be a Vietnam vet. But you might find people that, let's say, coal miners, firefighters, other people that have been exposed to these toxins that might have the same symptoms. And that's a very good question, because I'm finding people all over the world that are just now finding out that they have had some similar problems, and they did not know what's causing those problems. Some of the problems are, let's say, a burning sensation in the feet. That would be a tingling and burning where you could just barely walk on the floor. But it's a very sensitive feeling. That's peripheral nerve damage.
Okay, let me just interrupt for a moment. Our call-in number is 888-268-4313. And if there are any listeners in our audience who may want to ask Joe some questions about that perhaps they might have suffered some of these toxic results of being exposed to Agent Orange and some of the other things we're going to talk about tonight, let me give that number again. It's 888-268-4313. Okay, go ahead, Joe.
Well, thank you so much. And you know, I have been working with this for over 18 years now, and I've gone from doing some research with some people in Canada that had some electronic magnetic devices that actually sent electrical charges through your body. So I experimented with those to see if it was...
Is that like a zapper?
That's exactly like a zapper. Hilda Clark wrote a book called A Cure for All Diseases, and that was one of my first books that I read.
I see.
Because I had a disease that did not, was not, and could not be detected by the medical community. We still have that problem. The antiquated platforms of disease research will not identify the cause of the problems. There are some doctors out there that are coming out in the open. One is a very well-known Dr. Buttar. He's the board certified, and he's a diplomat in preventive medicine and clinical metal technology. And he's also vice chairman of the American Board of Clinical Metal Toxology. Now, 5 years ago, he would not have said what he said here last year. And he said all chronic diseases are from toxicity. And he even quoted, he said, if you get rid of the toxicity, and then you put out the fire. And so that little sentence right there, that quote, convinced me that it can be reversed. It can be reversible. So that gives you hope. There are other doctors, Dr. Sherry Rogers, she's a MD, wrote Detox or Die. She's coming out and speaking out against toxins that we breathe and toxins that we have accumulated and that are causing diseases such as cancer and fibromyalgia and you name all the immune-mediated diseases that you run across, lupus, asthma, and you're going to find out that they're caused by toxicity. Now, this is I'm not a doctor, and I can't say that all these things are caused, but I certainly can't quote the doctors that are saying it.
Well, tell me more about the kinds of symptoms that you were suffering, Joe.
Well, we're finding out that these symptoms vary depending upon from person to person. Normally, fatigue is one of them.
Okay.
Fatigue, brain fog, a problem with recall, short-term memory, long-term memory. As we know, with Alzheimer's, it is believed that that's caused by aluminum. And if we look and think about who is having the problems with Alzheimer's, we'll see that a lot of the people that had it are beyond the baby boomer age, and that they had eaten out of pots that had aluminum in it. So, you know, those surveys that have been done and those studies indicate that toxins have caused Alzheimer's and other diseases. So brain fog, Alzheimer's, I would say that that peripheral nerve damage is a definite is definitely caused by toxins, because I have experienced that. Muscle weakness, muscle pain, joint pains. I've also had I've lost my hair. I've had bone loss. I've also had triple bypass, heart problems. There's also a known fact that with blocked arteries, that those arteries are blocked because our system has produced something to block up and stop the cracks and the holes in the arteries. And that is caused plaque. And therefore, if you get rid of the cracks and the holes, which is caused by toxins, then we're going to find out that we can also clear up those veins. So I've had heart problems, And
So you think your heart problems were a direct result of your exposure to Agent Orange?
Well, you know, this is my own belief and my own story. I truly believe that it was caused by toxins because I was in very good health, and when I found out that some of these doctors are explaining and talking about cardiovascular diseases, like Dr. Buttar, that the cause of it is that toxins are actually eating up the linings of our veins and arteries.
Okay.
And so when you have cracks in that, there is a substance that is produced naturally through your body to stop up the veins and arteries so that they can function properly. And once that builds up, then, of course, the blood can't flow through and we have plaque.
Okay. Now, you obviously have cleared up your problem, so we need to talk about what transpired to lead you to the product or whatever you did to detox your body from Agent Orange.
Well, you know, you go through I'm a pioneer in that area, and you go through all kinds of information, because this is the information age, and you go through this information, and you read the documents and the books, and you look at the credibility of the product, and you go from one stage to the other, and once that you're fairly well known, people know that you're looking, and if you're looking, you're going to find something. And what I did was I first went and like I said, got the zapper because I had read the book Cure for All Diseases. Then I went from that to products that did not have any petroleum products in it to put on my body, and that's personal care products. And then
it's very difficult to find personal products that don't have propylene glycol in it.
Yeah, it is, but you know, they've got ways, companies out there that make these products. There was one company called New Ways International that made this product that I was using, and then there is a book out on the market. I think that you can still find it, called Safe Products, and that will tell you where you can find some of the products that do not have those bad stuff in it. If you're looking for those products, all you have to do is go to the internet nowadays and type in what you're looking for, and normally you're going to find it.
So what kind of results did you get with the zapper? I'm curious.
That was really 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 hard to say at the time. I do not use the zapper at this time. I use other techniques. I've grown into what is more effective and works better. The zapper was quite an experience. I felt good. You know, that's about all I can say about it. I felt good when I used it, so I used it quite often. And after that, and after the products, and going into working with health professionals around the country, actually working with the doctor from the Mayo Clinic, and also with the National Institute of Health, because I was writing the newspaper for the group that got injured by L-tryptophan, and I was also the newsletter editor and vice president. So working with those folks and coming upon and looking for instruments that would help me, I came upon far infrared technology. Far infrared technology is actually vibration. So
say that again slowly, because I didn't catch exactly what you were saying. You might want to spell it for us.
Yeah, it's F-A-R-I-N.
Go ahead.
F-E-R-E-D, infrared.
Oh, infrared. Okay,
infrared.
I didn't understand what you were saying. Infrared technology.
That's right.
Okay.
And that technology is actually a vibration. And vibrational medicine is another very interesting health product that's used by many people. It's becoming more and more popular. Some of these units are in a canister-based kind of tunnel-like heating devices, and others are in saunas. And far infrared is a vibration in between. It's not like your radioactivity coming from your oven, but it's not like sunshine either, but it's in between. It's somewhere in between that's safe and effective. And what it does, it sends a vibration out that actually goes into the dermis of the skin and vibrates the water molecules that hold the toxins around the cell. And when it does that, those are released into the bloodstream and actually come out through sweat and through the urine. And so I certainly promote those far infrared devices because they're very, very effective. But you have to be careful. And you have to be careful because it does pull the toxins out into the bloodstream. And some of them are still floating around. And if they're floating around, they can redistribute somewhere else in the body. So you certainly don't want to do too much of that sort of chelation.
Uh-huh.
So the other devices are, you want your immune system to work properly, too. You want to get the good stuff in and not take too much of the good stuff out. A lot of people go to intravenous chelation. They know that these toxins are causing problems. There's a lot of doctors around the country that promote that. I am entirely against it myself because it does pull some of the good guys out, and it can be dangerous. You have to have a doctor that promotes it. So I'm looking for safe and effective products.
What are some of the dangers of chelation? I'm curious.
Some of the dangers of chelation is that if it's pulled into your bloodstream, let's say that a toxin is pulled into the bloodstream out of the cells or out of the fatty tissue of your body, and is pulled into the bloodstream, your liver will try to filter it out eventually. If you have a weak liver or if you have a liver disease, then it's going to relodge somewhere else in the body.
I would imagine it'd be very hard on the kidneys as well, is it not?
It's really interesting that once it gets to the kidney level, it's normally excreted if it ever gets to that level, and the kidneys are set up so that they will not absorb those toxins like the liver. That was not the function of the kidneys. So. We don't have the problem that it would get overloaded. It's excreted and it's gone. So after I experimented and I still have in my small clinic here a couple of far infrared saunas, I have an ionic foot bath that.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yes.
Do you think that that's effective?
Yes, I do, and of course we have to be careful with the ionic foot baths too, because now we're talking about vibrations again, and when we talk about vibrations, our whole body and our whole world around us is very sensitive to vibrations. You know, light, heat, the air that we breathe, our whole bodies are susceptible to vibrations, and you can have good vibrations and bad vibrations. So through experimentation and actual clinical studies, they have found out if they regulate these vibrations in a certain megahertz, then they can send them through the body, do positive and negative alternatives there, and it will actually pull the toxins out of the body and distribute them out into the water. They're attracted to the devices in the water. That electrical current goes up through your body, and it actually comes out and pulls the toxins out through your feet. It also pulls it into the bloodstream, so you have to be very careful, and you can't do too many of these at one time. You have to wait about 3 days.
What did you say it did to the bloodstream?
There would be the toxins back into the bloodstream.
I see.
And you're pulling these out of the fatty tissue, and you're pulling these sometimes out of the cells. And you know, I'm not qualified to say where it's pulling it from, but we know that toxins are in the blood because we have certain studies that indicate that they are.
So you were finally led, however, to some kind of homeopathic, were you not?
Some of the homeopathic powders and some of the homeopathic products that they have out there produce a vibration. I didn't know this until I talked to a naturopathic doctor, but they do, and so that just brings me back to the reliability of all these good products that's out there as far as detoxing. And I like to, you know, detoxing may be a word that in our generation might not refer to just the general public, but I think it's becoming a well accepted word. Here recently, 7 months ago, as I was coming back from Europe, I was actually doing a body, mind, and spirit show in London. My business partner had actually given his mother some drops, and I didn't know about it. His mother had a stroke. She was in the emergency room at a hospital. The doctor had given her 24 hours to live, and he actually put these drops in her lip in the emergency room. The next morning, he had called his sister in Las Vegas. She flew in on the red eye. And she came in, and his mother was sitting up eating breakfast and saying, "What are you doing here?"
What kind of drops did he
Well, these drops are quite fantastic. They're made from a product called zeolite. Zeolite is a natural product that is lava that is very, very old, that met seawater and converted into a crystallization. It's been used in Asia for thousands of years as a health remedy, but it has never been in the form that it's in now, 7 months ago. And the form is a liquid form, and it's liquid because of the natural zeolite. This is a special zeolite. There are 49 out there, so this is just one of them that is one of the best products in the world, I believe, for detoxing. And what happens in the powder form is that the powder form is too big to go through the walls of the stomach.
Uh-huh.
And so they have a doctor up in Ohio had experimented with cooking the product and cleaning out all the extra toxic. If you get a natural product, it's going to be toxic, especially if it comes out of the ground, because it's going to have some heavy metals in it. And so he had cooked the product not only just to move the bad stuff out of the molecule of the product, but also to make it small enough so it go through the walls of the stomach. Now, this product, zeolite, was used in Chernobyl in a powder form to soak up the radioactive material so that the radioactivity would not go into the water system in Russia. So this is some of the same product, except it is a clean product. It has been cooked at 900 degrees for about 4 or 5 hours, and it is a cone-like structure molecule that is negatively charged. Now, what that means, negatively charged, is that all the toxins in our body are positively charged. It's some more than others. Mercury has the highest affinity rate. And then you go down to lead, and then you go down to the other heavy metals and some of the toxins that we have been talking about, the dioxins, and also arsenic. And so This cage-like structure is like a thousand little vacuum cleaners going into your system, into your bloodstream, going past the blood-brain barrier, and actually pulling into this little cages all the toxins and all the heavy metals. And as it does that, it stays in your body for about 4 to 6 hours, and then it's flushed out through the kidney. The only product in the world that does that.
Hello?
Yes, are you still there?
Oh, yeah. I thought I heard a beep, and I wasn't sure. Well, so I guess what I'm searching for here is, you know, with your own problems with the Agent Orange being toxic, was this the product that finally started helping you the most? Is this where you began to see your biggest progress?
Yes, I believe it is. And I say that because the rashes on my legs have completely disappeared. Of course, I've taken pictures of those. I couldn't remember my own child's name years and years ago, and I have become, as I've gotten older, you know, the brain fog has moved in. I have been told, and I really believe that I can articulate much better than I did before 7 months ago, before I started taking this particular product. And I also have a tremendous amount of energy. I'm not the youngest guy on the planet.
Would you mind telling your age?
I'm 69 years old, as of September the 21st.
Okay.
And Vietnam might have been the clue there, but I was an older guy in Vietnam.
Okay. So you've only been taking this product for 7 months?
For 7 months, and, you know, results have been seen in less than 2 hours.
Really?
And, you know, we can go through several things. I have my wife is very susceptible to gnats, and little gnats up here in the mountains are very prominent during the summertime. And when one bites her, her whole eye swells up, turns red, and it's a toxic reaction. And I can put some of these drops in her eyes, and within hours, the swelling starts to go down. I've had testimonies from a man, and I have these testimonies on my computer. Bee stings, they've used it topically for bee stings. Warts have fallen off by using it topically. This is very interesting. When you start removing toxins from your body, good things start to happen. And not only does it clear up your memory, and the reason it does that, I know the reason, is that it pulls mercury first. Mercury is one of the bad guys, and mercury gets across the blood-brain barrier quickly. I mean, your body doesn't recognize mercury as being one of the bad guys. And so the mercury certainly affects the brain cells. We can see that in children that have autism.
Uh-huh.
And we're doing a study with this product, with children with autism as we speak. It's going to take a good 4 to 6 months for the study to be completed, but it will be out. We do have a study going on, this double-blind placebos, with coal miners, and that study will be out soon. And there's just all kind of scientific information that I have that I can give to people if they actually would like for me to send that to them.
So what you're telling me then, in essence, is this is not only a product that will detox the body, it seems like it's an anti-aging product because it clears up the brain.
Well, it's very interesting that this company, as they formulated a couple of years ago, was actually an anti-aging. That was their logo, anti-aging.
Is that right?
Yes. And they started coming out with some very good products, some products for the heart and some products for cardiovascular anti-aging. They had an anti-aging formula that actually has, and this is very interesting, they have an anti-aging formula that's actually from a cow's milk, and the cows are inoculated with an activated bacteria, and they produce through their milk human antibodies for the calf. And so they take this milk and put it into a powder form of a pill. And so that has such things as, I'm trying to think, E. coli, streptococcus, streptococci, that sort of immunity. So if you balance your immune system with some of this stuff, then of course your immune system is stronger if you do happen to run across E. coli or strep. And so it fights it off before.
Well, now, what company are you talking about? I mean, are there more than one company that distributes the zeolite products, or is this one company in particular?
No, this one company has the patented process for it. It is the only company that has the liquefied zeolite that is the one that we're talking about, the clean and effective, the NCD, and that company is named Weora.
I see. Okay. I did not realize that you could use the product topically as internally.
Well, you know the FDA would probably say that you can't promote this product and say that it works topically. But I've seen it work on myself. I've seen a little wart go off. And I've also seen it work on my wife, and she has her own testimony. So all we're saying here is it works for us.
Well, can you give us another or a couple more examples of how it's worked with different problems, like Agent Orange or like Alzheimer's or something?
Well, there is actually, the examples certainly are testimonies from people that send me their testimonies in emails, and we keep most of those. Some of those we can't publish because they are very they state some very interesting illnesses that we have that are very prominent all over the world. And we can't put those out, but we certainly can talk to a person one-on-one if we have that experience. I do have those, and I do have some that the company actually allows us to put out, so I think that they would be safe. I have those if you can go to a website.
Well, our listeners are not interested in going to a website right now,
okay.
So I think it would be better if you could share some of those.
Okay. I can talk about fibromyalgia. I can talk about people that are giving us testimonies about fibromyalgia, and also some people that have told us about some of the fatigued illnesses. I'm an Agent Orange guy. I know that it's pulled heavy metals out of my body, and I know that it's pulled dioxins out. And you may ask why, how do we know? There is a urinalysis test that can be done through a company, and there are several companies that do it, but the one that is being used with one of the doctors in our group is right here in Asheville, North Carolina. And so
about the Smoky Mountain Lab there?
Yeah. Yeah, they've changed their name to some diagnostic company now, but it's the same company in Asheville, North Carolina. It does pull mercury first, so you can see that. I think one of the things that we can talk about is how some of the children are reacting to this product with autism. We do have some testimonies for some moms that see firsthand what it's doing for their children. We have people that have with skin diseases that have seen their skin diseases cure up.
Would that be like some other disease like what do you call it? It's not impetigo.
Scleroderma or
No, not scleroderma, but oh golly, my brain's not working. one that a lot of people eczema and such as
yes.
that.
Yes, you know, there is a lot of personal testimonies about those types of things, and they're not using it topically. They are actually putting it in water, and one drop of this covers about 1 square foot of the body.
Really?
Of course, the recommended dose is 10 drops 3 times a day for good detox for
okay.
about 3 months.
Well, I just wanted to ask you briefly, you mentioned having a clinic. I wasn't aware of that.
I have the name of my my company is Health Awareness International, and I have a small clinic that has ionic foot baths. It also has far infrared saunas. I have electronic magnetic pulsing machines that I have here that has to have a doctor on site to administer that, and that is used for soft tissue wounds and edema. And I also have some immune balancing products that I use. I kind of like to work with the immune system and make sure that that a person is getting the right nutrition also, along with the detox, because the detox can be, if you're doing a foot bath or if you're doing a far infrared sauna, it can pull some of the good stuff from your body like magnesium, and you have to replace that. The drops itself, which you can administer from your home, will not pull the magnesium or potassium from your body. It only pulls the bad guys. So I highly promote and recommend that people use the liquid detox.
Now tell the name of the company again.
It's called Weora, but
spell it for us.
W A I O R A.
Weora, and where is that manufactured?
It's actually in Florida.
I see. And how far are you from Asheville, Joe?
I'm only about 62 miles southwest of Asheville, up in Smoky Mountain National Park.
I see.
Just a beautiful, beautiful setting up here. And
are you near Murphy? Is that where you are?
Well, we're about 35 miles from Murphy. Yes, Murphy is going towards parallel to the Georgia line in the Chattanooga, Tennessee.
So, what is the actual town that you're in?
It's called Bryson City.
You're in Bryson City. Okay.
Yeah, 12 miles from Cherokee.
Okay.
Let me just add this because this is very interesting, and this has been a very interesting conversation. But I am so. I'm so concerned about the mercury in people's bodies and about these children that are unfortunate enough to have autism, and I'm also worried about the children and the schools that have ADD and ADHD. All this is caused by mercury.
And that's coming in through the vaccines, is it not?
Well, yes, some of it is, but we're breathing it every day.
Mercury? We're breathing mercury?
Yes, we are.
From what? What's creating that?
Well, I'm going to lay the blame on China, but actually up here in the mountains we monitor the toxicity coming in from Louisiana and coming in from Tennessee. Anything that uses fossil fuels. The fossil fuels, even though the EPA regulates them, the regulations aren't tight enough, so they are causing problems. Any smelters that are smelting any metals, any ores, that arsenic and mercury will be right in the air. And so what happens is with the fossil fuels, China is building up their industrial realization in their country, and what's happening is that those fossil fuels are going up in the air, and they're being spread all over the United States, all over the world. The reason I know this is that I just read a study recently about Sweden and some of the cancers that are happening in Sweden, and they have blamed it on the fossil fuels that are being that are coming over and dropping up out over the United States and Sweden.
Well, now, are you talking about the burning of petroleum, or are you talking about coal?
Coal.
I see.
Coal.
Well, I mean, if you think about the generations from 1900 to 1950, all those people were exposed to coal.
That's right, and unfortunately, we all have, as they call it, aging. We're aging because we're toxified, and if we remove those toxins from our bodies, we're going to see a much longer lifetime. Longevity is going to increase. We're not going to see as many illnesses as we see now. And I'll just be so happy when the disease study platforms are the antiquated ones that we're using now are designed so that they can look at the whole body. And looking at the whole body and analyzing the whole body, they can actually see what the causes are, for our illnesses. Once you find the cause, 99% of the time you can find a cure. And once the medical institution gets around to that point, if they ever do, then we'll have a much safer and a much more healthier world. And this is, this is not just the United States, but it's pretty prevalent in the United States. We have, so many pollutants and toxins that are in the air now. In 2005, there was a report, and that was actually from the Center of Disease Control, CDC, Environmental Health Laboratory. There are currently 148 chemicals, and 38 of those have never been measured, in the U.S. population, and they're currently found in the blood and urine of Americans. I mean, that is pretty scary, if I might say. And then there was another study, and I think that was Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York. And in collaboration with the Environmental Working Group, they tested the blood and the urine of some volunteers, and they found 167 industrial compounds in the volunteers, and an average of 91 chemicals per person. In all these 167 compounds, 76 are known to cause cancer in humans.
Well, I mean, I just found out five of the people that I used to play with when I was 18 or 19 years old are dead.
Yeah.
It's like they said that every other person was going to have cancer in this next five-year period, but actually I think everybody's going to have it at one point or another in their lives.
Well, I think
it's unavoidable. And we didn't even talk about the chemicals that are coming down from chemtrails.
No, and we know those are up there because they have to drop all these loads of fuel, and so they're coming down, especially over the eastern part of the United States.
My understanding is that the chemtrails also have cooling agents to slow down the global warming process. And that they're distributing some form of aluminum. I don't know what I don't know what form that takes place, but there's aluminum coming out in the chemical trails that are supposedly lowering the temperature of the planet. Well, we all know that aluminum is so toxic to the brain. So, I mean, I frankly don't know how any of us are surviving these days.
And that's another reason why we should. Go on a regular diet, if I may, of detox, and if we do that, then we certainly will be protecting ourselves. We're probably running out of time.
We've got about 3 minutes left, Joe.
Okay, it's another thing that bothers me. Let me go back real quickly to the problem with mercury that worries me so much about our children. And also about people that like you and I that think that we're as we go into our doctor's office, they say, well, for your age, you're doing pretty good. It really irritates me to hear that because We aren't until we start to do some of these things that we need to do to help our health. One of the things I'd like to mention on this program is that the University of Calgary did a study, and they did a study on the brain neuron degeneration and how mercury has caused this degeneration. And if your audience could go in and type in Calgary on the Google on their computer, Calgary, mercury, and movie, they will see some very interesting. It's a small movie, but it's done scientifically, and they can see how mercury is causing problems to our older generation and also to our younger generation.
Give that address again, please, Joe.
Go into Google on your computer and type in Calgary.
Okay.
That's the University of Calgary, Calgary, mercury, mercury, and movie, movie. And it'll pull it right up, and you can actually see the movie produced at the University of Calgary in Canada.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to have to wind down. I want you to give the product name again of the zeolite that does detox the body. Is it possible that you might want people to contact you at your clinic? Would you like to give your clinic?
I think that would be a very good idea for them to give me a call or go to my website. I'll give you my telephone number. It's 828-488-6398. That's 828-488-6398. And I do have a website out there, if you permit me to give you that.
Sure.
It's www.toxins, T-O-X-I-N-S, removed, R-E-M-O-V-E-D.com. I'll spell that again, www.toxinsremoved.com.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure to have you on as our guest, Joe. And this has been Lexi Roth with Health Frontiers. And next week we have coming up Dave Otten, who is going to be talking about a new form of chiropractic called Neuralink. And thank you very much for your time, Joe.
Well, thank you so much, Lexi. It's been a pleasure being on your talk show.
All right, thanks. Good night.
Good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.